The Audacity of Christmas by Mike Pullman, read by Sean McAvoy. 1 Corinthians 3:21 through 23. So let no one boast in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future, all are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. This Christmas, millions of children and adults will find under their Christmas tree a Wii or Xbox or PlayStation. When the wrapping paper is ripped and the contents revealed, shouts of joy will fill the room. I'm planning on this as our kids open their Wii. Each of these game consoles will bring countless hours of pleasure to the players. But as amazing as these machines are, they in no way compare to the audacity of God's gift given at Christmas. Consider the staggering promise of the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 3:21. He says, "All things are yours by virtue of being in Christ." What does Paul include in all things? Things like the world, life, death, the present, and the future. Breathtaking. How can this be? Galatians 4:4 through 7 shows how the Christian comes to inherit all things. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. Because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, "Abba, Father." So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. Christmas marks the fullness of time, when God, in his sovereign freedom, sent forth his Son. The one who dispenses times and seasons determined that it was time to send forth the Son who had existed with the Father from eternity. Indeed, the second person of the Trinity did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. Philippians 2:6 and 7. He was born of a woman born under the law. Here we have the wonder of the incarnation, God of very God assuming a human nature. Why would the Son of God take on flesh and dwell among sinful mankind? Why would divinity take on humanity and become obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross? He did it to secure salvation. In other words, to redeem those who were under the law so that we might receive adoption as sons. Christ came into the world not only to free us from the tyranny of sin, death, and the devil, but also to crown us with unimaginable glory. It is true that at the cross, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, Galatians 3:13. But we have not been saved only in this negative sense. We have been adopted into God's family and given all the rights and privileges of legitimate heirs. Paul captures this beautifully in 2 Corinthians 2:8 and 9. "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, by his poverty, might become rich. And the riches that are ours in Christ are far greater than anything merely monetary. These riches are, in fact, all things, for all are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's." This is the audacity of Christmas. And it is intended to redound to the praise of God's glorious grace with which he has blessed us in the Beloved. Intersecting Faith and Life. This Christmas, I want to think and live as one adopted. One way to do this is to let every gift given to a loved one serve as a pointer to the gospel. And when we consider how excited we are for the new Wii or Xbox or PlayStation with its temporal pleasures, let us remember the eternal weight of glory that awaits the heirs of the King.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.